Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
50 years ago today, the Fab Four took the stage at the Washington Coliseum for their first ever U.S. concert. Earlier that week, they'd been on the Ed Sullivan Show, and the four mop-top kids from Liverpool's lives would never be the same. That building is now a parking lot, and the Beatles' legacy is cemented. But for one man who was there that night, his brush with history is one he'll never forget. I talked to Norbert Putnam for a column I wrote today for the Washington Post. His band, the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, was asked to play backup for the openers at the concert. They obliged and ended up getting a front row seat to Beatlemania. That night, Putnam and his bandmates passed on a chance to meet the group at the British Embassy, something he still regrets. He said to me that years later, when he finally met George Harrison again as an accomplished musician in his own right, he mentioned the missed opportunity. That's when Harrison floored him. Putnam learned that the reason they'd been asked to play that night in the 60s is because his biggest fan was in the Beatles, in fact, one John Lennon. The life lesson was simple. Always do your best. You never know who might be watching. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's My Take. All my love.